The day after a loss is not yet a time to look ahead to the next game. It's about looking back at what happened in St. Louis, dissecting the defeat, and discerning just what went wrong in film sessions that were occasionally painful.
It's tough. I mean, you know, everybody's in a bad mood. The coaches are obviously mad, you know, about the things that we didn't do great. And, you know, it's just tough.
You have to deal with it. You have to go over the mistakes, and they're repeated and they're emphasized. And the ways in which you don't capitalize and you don't make the best of opportunities, you have to be acutely aware of that. And they made us acutely aware, and we have to go back to the drawing board and work those kinks out on Wednesday.
Players looking at themselves today and saying, hey, this is what we did wrong, and this is what we got to do to get better. Looking at things that did good, things that did poorly.
One player in particular who lamented his Sunday was Patrick Shakura, whose roughing the kicker penalty ended up reviving a Rams drive, leading to a fourth quarter field goal.
At the time, I was just trying to make a play, and you know, I came in there clean. And you know, as far as being told I shouldn't let my feet, you know, that was the right advice. And you know, I just ran through, and that way I could control my body. But you know, things happen, man. And you know, I was trying to make a play, trying to be aggressive, and it didn't work for me.
Shakura was not beaten down by the play, even though he had to relive it on Monday.
They gave me that 15-yarder, which gave him a first down, and you know, that kind of what you know got to me. And you know, but you know, I got to shake it off, man. You know, we got, what, 15 more games left before playoffs, and so we got a long road ahead of us, man. I just got to learn from my mistakes and keep trucking.
Get ready for Kansas City, and you know, your preparation on Wednesday will dictate if you have a chance to have success on Sunday. So I never look, you know, down the road. I just kind of look day by day, and I think if we do that, then we have a chance for good things to happen on Sunday.
And while the Broncos were frustrated Monday, they weren't stewing over the loss, something that stuck with running back Mike Bell.
It's different from what I experienced in college. You know, a lot of people when I was in college would be in the tank, you know what I mean, and just really dwelling on it. Right here, I can tell this is a winning team because they just let it go and they move on, and they look at the next week and they prepare and they're just going to get better, and I'm just trying to adapt to that attitude.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.